When you work in ministry, it's possible to have times where your ministry service is going to take up a lot of your time. Potentially, it may be more than you had planned to give. Thankfully, these periods of time are often when you're wrapped up in a very specific project, so they're temporary. And once the project is over, you can rest and recoup before digging into that next event. When you have a solid team to work with you, it's possible to delegate the work and lighten the load. But starting a new ministry can be a bit more of a lengthy process. When you're starting from scratch, you're apt to spend more time reading and researching, meeting and planning. Whether you're starting the ministry from scratch, or just find yourself doing successive events that are very time-consuming, you may find your life out of balance. You're more likely to be spending time on the ministry than on your other responsibilities, or spread so thin that you don't have an opportunity to rest and recharge yourself mentally and physically. Stress begins to build from being out of balance, and eventually you end up completely burnt out. There are examples in the scriptures where we can see burnout, like in Jonah. After Jonah delivered the message to the Ninevites, he sank into a deep depression and he wanted to die. After Elijah called down the fire of heavens to destroy the idols of Baal, after defeating the 850 false prophets, and even after his prayer to end the drought, Elijah ran away from Jezebel and hid under a tree and flat out told the Lord he was done and to take his life. These were men who were overwhelmed by their calling and they needed respite, and God provided for their needs. If we plan for burnout and we recognize the importance of balance right from the beginning, we can avoid it, or at least lessen the blow. It bears repeating that from our previous sessions, when we are prepared in advance for the difficulties that come our way, we can overcome them. Structure is a great start to establishing balance because it evenly disperses responsibility. However, we need to understand how to recognize when someone whose life is out of balance and is heading towards burnout, whether it's another team member or even ourselves. Sharon James recommends a self-assessment that includes questions such as, do you run out of time to do the things that you personally enjoy? Do you wish you had more support or assistance? Do you lack the amount of time needed to complete your work effectively? Do you have difficulty falling asleep because you have too much on your mind? Do you feel as people are expecting too much of you? Do you feel overwhelmed? Do you find that you're becoming forgetful because you have too much to do? Do you feel exhausted at the end of the day? In addition to Sharon James' questions, there are some questions that I would personally add into that evaluation, and they include, is your spouse or are your children complaining about the amount of time that you're away from home? Do your ministry activities outnumber your family activities and work requirements? Has your home fallen behind on housework or laundry because you just don't have enough time? Are you ordering in food because you don't have time to cook? Are you stressed financially because you're putting your own personal income into the ministry? Is your own personal Bible study time suffering because there doesn't seem to be enough time to do it all? These are all good indicators that your life might be out of balance, and the more you answer yes to, I would caution that you're going to get closer to total burnout. So how do you avoid ministry burnout? Well, we do so by planning for it in advance, evaluating and course correcting the ministry, identifying and developing future leaders. We plan for ministry burnout in advance by taking care of our bodies, getting plenty of rest, eating healthy food, exercising, and planning time off between larger events, making it part of the schedule. Having somebody hold us accountable for our time commitments, being consistent with our own personal study and prayer time with God, reviewing our personal commitments monthly, and knowing that it is okay to say no. We want to make sure that we're not replacing our responsibilities with ministry tasks. We plan for ministry burnout when we evaluate and course correct the ministry by recognizing that certain events require more work and planning than they're worth, or that we need extra volunteers, or to simplify future activities by removing elements that were unnecessary or unfruitful, by delegating tasks to team members, and being mindful that we don't have to do it all, that we're scheduling in seasons to break and allow the entire team to recuperate. We plan for ministry burnout when we identify and develop new leaders by preparing a leader to step up in our place when we need to take just a temporary break, or by developing a pool of leaders to add to the team as the ministry becomes more time-consuming. Identifying leaders with talents that our team might be lacking and adding them into the team. Equipping a leader to take over for you or a team member permanently if balance just isn't possible. When one person is feeling out of balance or burnout, it's usually the result of their own decisions. They're taking on too much or not delegating enough. They're not saying no enough. A single person can correct burnout in a number of ways. They can pray about it, attack it head on by taking a break, seek help from a trusted friend or their spouse, learn from it so that we don't repeat it. But when the entire ministry is feeling out of balance and burnt out, it's usually an indicator of a larger problem. The team is not structured correctly, or an important position is missing. There are not enough members of the team to execute the needs of the ministry as a whole. The ministry is overscheduled with non-essentials and time fillers. Someone on the team just isn't doing their job, and everyone else is having to pick up that slack. The team members are involved in too many activities outside of the ministry, and the ministry is suffering. It's possible to find yourself in the position where your entire team has a personal life that is out of balance, and they may be involved in too many ministries and have too many commitments in their personal life. This is the right time to evaluate if you need to gather more volunteers or if you need to look at restructuring the whole team. Life changes, and it's wise to let the women know that if ministry is too consuming, they can step down. Because it's better to have a team of fresh new faces full of energy than to have a team full of women who are plain burnt out. There's a local church that has a policy in place that no one can serve in the same ministry for more than 2 years. The current leader is going to identify and prepare the next leader, and then they have a ministry fair where the people can sign up and fill in those additional positions within the ministry. If no one signs up for a particular ministry during the ministry fair, then the ministry is closed down for the next 2 years. See, their goal is to ensure that no one is burnt out. The church even uses the cycles with their deacons and elders, cycling every 2 years. When a deacon or elder retires, they replace him as needed. In a women's ministry, two counties over, they plan out their year as a team. Each month, a different person from the team is in charge of executing that month's plan. By the time the year is over, each woman has had an opportunity to lead in some capacity. Additionally, each woman gets 1 month off of service. Both of these are examples of how at the ministry level and at the church level, we can fend off burnout by having a plan in place. Having a plan in place is a good start, but it isn't foolproof. Using the self-evaluation questions from before will help you identify potential burnout in yourself. However, we also need to learn how to recognize it in others. If we can catch that sign of burnout early in our team members, we can hopefully stop it from happening. As a leader, here's some things that you can be on the watch out for. Have you noticed a change in the meeting attendance from regular to sporadic from one of the members, or even missing from several meetings in a row? Have you noticed that there's a decrease in participation at the meeting, or she's volunteering less than usual? Have you noticed that she has an attitude that seems like the person is physically at the meeting, but mentally she seems to be absent? Has she mentioned outside of the ministry meetings any indicators that she's stressed out or overwhelmed or exhausted? Is there anything going on in her personal life that requires her full attention, like an ill spouse, and she's only coming to the meetings because she doesn't want to let the team down? Have you noticed that her passion for the ministry seems to have diminished? If you notice anything along these lines, have a talk with her. This is an opportunity to let her take a break, knowing that the team is fully supportive of her need to take some time off. Women want to know that it is okay to take a break with the assurance that no one is going to be disappointed in them and that there will be space for them to return if and when they're ready. Something you should avoid is assuming that a person from the team wants a break because things are happening in their lives that are maybe pretty serious. Several years ago, my husband had a series of major surgeries, and it was a very trying time for my family. I was worried about his health and well-being, and I was also stuck in the house with him for 9 months. For most of it, he couldn't function on his own, and my help was required. My once active lifestyle was slowed down greatly. Most of the day, he spent asleep, and I really didn't have anything to do with myself but sit and worry. In between his sleep sessions, I would help him out of bed and tend to his wounds and get his food and drinks and dispense his medications. I really needed something in my life that would distract me from the worry, those things that would fill up the time while he was asleep. It was healthy for me as much as I could try and volunteer to do things for the church or one or various ministries. I was being turned down. Now, they wanted me to focus on my family, and they didn't want to overburden me. And I love and appreciate their desire to take care of me. But they were making an assumption. A woman going through a divorce or a newly widowed woman might want to fill her calendar and get herself out of her empty home. She might want a distraction to keep her from spiraling into depression. She may be looking for a place where she feels wanted, valued, and validated. When a woman is in a fragile state where her world is falling apart, she may need the structure and a place where she feels like she has some sense of control and input into the future. This is why communication is important. We can give these women permission to step down, but if she declines that offer, then accept her answer and let her know that she can change it at any time. If she asks for more responsibilities, don't necessarily write off her request. Give her a little bit more, but not a lot, and assign her some tasks that maybe you wanted to get done but aren't time sensitive. This could be researching a location for a future retreat, looking from resource books for women's ministry, or even a project like redesigning the women's ministry logo for a website, if that's a talent she has. I like these activities because they're not needed by a deadline and she can work at her own pace. And if it happens, the other emotions of her situations hit her and she suddenly realizes that she does need a break, dropping these tasks aren't going to affect the ministry's current calendar. Now, I'm not suggesting busy work for the sake of busy work. Make sure that they are tasks that you are going to do anyway. I'm giving suggestions that on activities that she can work with and the ebb and flow of the emotions that she may be facing during that difficult time. Sustaining a ministry, it means that we're prepared for inevitable changes that will come our way. It's more than having just a large selection of events to choose from to ensure long-term active ministry for the women of the church. Sustaining the ministry also includes that overall health and effectiveness of the team who is spearheading these events. We need a constant flow of new ideas and energy. We need to make sure that we're giving our team members time to rest, equipping our team with tools and new leaders. We're encouraging everyone, including ourselves, to take care of our own mental and physical health, keeping our personal priorities intact, and not neglecting our own spiritual health. When we plan for burnout, we're actually fostering balance. We will foster balance through, 1, the structured leadership team, 2, effective calendar planning, 3, developing new leaders, 4, equipping those leaders with knowledge and skills, 5, evaluation of the events and team performance, 6, clear team communication, and 7, establishing a support system.